Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are Spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you and we hope to see you soon.
He said, I knew you and you are fearfully and wonderfully created and designed in the dark secret place. God knew you. He knew all about you. And he says, and in the book, every one of your days is written. Before you were born on the planet, he knew everything from start to finish, what you would do and who you are and what you can do. Right? And he still chose us to have that relationship with him. Put your hand on your heart. And say, I am chosen of God. I am unique and I have a specific reason for being here. I am blessed and I will bless the nations of the world. You see, we so often think we just, well, who am I? You know, it's just little old me. It's not just little old you. It's just little old you with a big, big Holy Spirit inside of you. Amen. And so God, the creator, think about this. You got all these stars in the world. You got people that are famous. And you got world leaders. I'd rather have a relationship with the creator of those world leaders and those personalities that are so famous. I way prefer having a relationship with God, and it's available. I can have a relationship with God. I don't even know who's famous that I would like to meet. I can't. Maybe what's the football player? He went to baseball. He went Tim Tebow. I'd like to meet him because he's a man of God and he's doing good things. But I tell you what, now these famous people in the world, I have no desire to know them. In fact, I cut them off when they come up. Amen. My desire is to know him that created them. He is more powerful, more loving, more caring, more forgiving. He's God. And so God created us and he chose us to be in a relationship with him. Wow. There are famous people and world leaders in the world that I'll never get to meet. Even if I wanted to, there's no chance. I mean, you can pray and believe, etc., etc. With God, it's as simple as closing my eyes. We're going somewhere, so just hang in there. I'll have you out here before 4 o'clock tonight, so just relax. Those of you that know me know I just told a little fib. And fibs are bad, so I take that back. I'll let you out soon. And then he says, yeah, he wanted us to live holy lives. Everyone say holy lives. What does that look like? Well, obviously you look at Jesus and you'll see a holy life. But the word holy, the Bible says we have been sanctified in 1 Corinthians 1:30. Once again, we've been sanctified. We've been made righteous. But now the word sanctified is the same word as holy. I mean, they preach this wherever you go. You'll hear God sanctified us. Half the people, or maybe three quarters of the people, don't know what sanctified means. It means holy. Half the people, or maybe three quarters of the people, don't know what holy is. The word holy and sanctified means God has set us apart. He's called us. That's why we can say things like, I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. Because I've been set apart. Amen? I have been set apart for God's purpose for my life. Amen. I did not make myself holy. I did not sanctify myself. God sanctified me. Like God made me righteous and saved me. God made me holy. And let me just say this. Nothing unholy is getting into heaven. Now, how many of you believe when you die, you're going to heaven? That means you're sanctified and you're righteous. Righteousness means you've been justified. In Ephesians 1:6, he says that we've been made accepted through the Beloved. Who's the Beloved? Thanks be to God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever so believes in him should not perish. He gave us his Beloved, his one and only Beloved Son. Is that correct? And so we are ready to be united with the Lord. And I believe his return is coming real quick. But we still got work to do. We're still on an assignment. A lot of people, you know, they kind of retire and just sit at home and wait. What are you waiting for? We don't retire. We continue doing what we're called to do until the day Jesus comes to receive us or take us home. Now, he doesn't take you home. He receives you if you die prematurely. Amen? Well, what about the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away? I hear them at funerals all the time. There was Job who didn't know any better, that it was a devil who took away. Remember that in Job 1? You can read the whole story. The devil is the one who took his health, his family, all that stuff. It wasn't God. God doesn't take people. He receives people. Amen. You got to get that straight. And you know, we give a holy. Holy is so righteous. He's so perfect. He's so loving. He can only do good. Listen, Bible says, you know, in James 1:17, that all good gifts and all perfect gifts comes down from the Father of light with whom he cannot change. There's no variableness or shadow of turning in him. So he can only do good. We've got to get this. Only good. And I know that God corrects those he loves. Yeah, but not the way some people explain it. He puts cancer in you. He takes your loved ones. He gets you divorced. No. That's not God. God corrects us through the Word and the Spirit. Amen. And when you're born again, your spirit immediately reacts to wrong in your life. And you, oh, God, I shouldn't have done that. Sorry. I don't need to be whipped into shape. God loves me into shape. And he is so holy, he's so loving, he's so caring that he wants us to come into his presence and have a relationship with him, so loving, caring. But he knew he had to first make us righteous and holy before we could come into his presence. Do you remember when Moses said, Lord, show me your face? And the Lord said, you can't see me and live. Sin implodes and explodes in the presence of holiness. There's no sin near God. And God said to him, you can't see me because you can't live if you see me. Forget it. Remember, Isaiah said, oh, woe is me. I've seen the face of the Lord. Remember that? And you cannot live in the presence of a holy God when you're not born again, if you're not holy. We all carry sin in our lives. I can tell you right now, we've all sinned, maybe on the way here today. Remember a haughty look, pride, arrogance, big deal, over angry, all kinds of things is sinful. Because God is so perfect, there's none of that kind of stuff in him. So if it was sin keeping me out of the presence of God, I'd be gone. But it's not sin that's keeping me out of his presence. It's the holiness that he put on me that's getting me into his presence. That's why after he was crucified and the curtain was rent in two, God could say, therefore you can now come boldly into the throne of grace. I can now come into his presence because he's made me worthy to come into his presence. And if I could have made myself worthy to come into his presence, then Jesus wasted his time and his life. We couldn't do it. No one could do it. Only the blood of Jesus and the spotless lamb could have changed everything about me. And so now I can have a relationship with him because I can come into his presence. He said to Moses, you can't see me and live. He says, but I will put you top and shadow of Christ. I will put you in the cleft of the rock. Remember the spear went into Jesus and blood and water came out? Remember that? I will put you in the cleft of the rock and then you can see my hind parts as I move by you. You can't see God and experience God without Christ. Amen. Come on. We're going somewhere. We're going to talk about holiness and how to get to a place of putting the old man under and keeping him down. God's revealed some stuff to me, and we're going to look at that, and we're going to find out these sins that so easily beset us. We're going to learn to be like the runner, the racing runner, at the Olympics, who strips down of everything slowing him down. We're going to strip sin out of our lives because I'm going to teach you about holiness and love and God. And that's how you get rid of sin in a person's life. Not by me telling you don't do that because God's going to get you. By me showing you how much he loves you and the holiness he gave you is going to get sin out of your life. You see, when Adam and Eve saw that they were sinful and they had sinned, the first thing they did was didn't run into his presence. They ran from his presence and they hid behind the tree. And that's why the devil wants you to think you're a sinner. But God said in Romans 8:1, there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For you're not under the law of sin and death, but you're in the law of life and love now with Christ. So we can come into his presence. Listen, we're talking about God here. God, yeah, he made each and every one of us unique, different shapes, different sizes, different. Everything about us is different. But we share one common thing. And that is when we're born again, we're brothers and sisters, no matter what we look like on the outside. That's why racism is insanity. It is insanity. And so we can have a relationship with God. I can come into his presence. I can sit at his feet like Mary. And remember, Martha complained. She's sitting at your feet. Tell her to come and serve, work, earn her salvation, earn her salvation. I'm religious. She has to do. And Jesus looked at Martha and said, Martha, Mary has chosen the good part. And no one's going to take that from her. Remember that? We are able to sit at the feet of this incredible, amazing God.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 US 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Don't Panic. Trials is something that we all face in life. Jesus understood.